Okay, today's daf is Sukkah daf Mem Gimel. We are holding on the bottom of daf Mem Beis Amud Beis. We had just read the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak. We began the fourth parak yesterday. The Mishnah spoke about lulav and arava being taken on Shabbos or not being taken on Shabbos, depending when on Yom Tov Shabbos falls out. So the Gemara is going to talk about first why lulav is taken when the first day is Shabbos. That's the Mishnah's assumption, that when the first day is Shabbos, we take lulav even on Shabbos. Why it's not taken generally on Shabbos? So then we're going to go into the pasuk of Lekachta Lechem B'Yom HaRishon and darshan each word of the pasuk. That's going to lead us into a discussion of Machshirei lulav, and then on the bottom of Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, we're going to talk about whether the mitzvah of lulav and the mitzvah of sukkah are both b'yom and b'layla, or only b'yom and not b'layla. On Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to talk about the mitzvah of arava. Why arava b'shvi'i is docha Shabbos, just like lulav b'rishon is docha Shabbos. And once we're talking about the mitzvah of arava, we talk about the nature of the mitzvah of arava. Is arava a mitzvah b'netila, or is it a mitzvah b'zekifa? Is the mitzvah to hold the arava, or is the mitzvah to lean the arava up against the mizbech? The Gemara is going to have three rayos, whether it's b'netila or b'zekifa. And then at the very end of Mem Gimel Amud Beis, going over to Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, the Gemara is going to come to a conclusion that there's no difference between mikdash and gvulin as far as lulav and arava are concerned on Shabbos. That even in mikdash, we don't take lulav and arava on Shabbos. That there's no chilik between mikdash and gvulin as far as that's concerned. So let us begin with the Gemara on the bottom daf Mem Beis Amud Beis. Amai asked the Gemara, why is it that one is not allowed to take lulav on Shabbos? Tiltul bi'almuhu v'lidchi Shabbos. After all, there's no malacha involved in taking lulav. It's nisr mukta. It's just being metaltal eitzim. You're moving some wood around. You're moving some branches. Minat Torah, that's perfectly mutter. It's only an issue of mukta. So why isn't it docha Shabbos? Why can't we violate mukta on Shabbos in fulfillment of the mitzvah da oraisa of lulav? So the Gemara answers, Amarabba v'zer Hashem yitlenu biyado v'yelei chetzel baki lilmod. Now we're afraid that you're going to carry it and you're going to bring it to a baki, to an expert, to learn how to do the mitzvah. V'yavirenu arba amos b'rishos harabim, and you're going to end up carrying it for amos and rishos harabim in violation of an isra d'oraisa. So if the concern were only tiltul mukta enochinami, we would definitely take it on Shabbos. But because it rises to the concern of potentially violating an isra d'oraisa by carrying it dalet amos and rishos harabim, that's why it's asr to do on Shabbos. V'hainu time of the shofar, v'hainu time of the megillah. And the same explanation is given for why we don't do shofar on Shabbos, because we're afraid you're going to carry it dalet amos b'rishos harabim. And the same explanation is given for megillah. We're afraid you're going to go bring the megillah to a baki to learn how to do it. And again, I guess that's a daf yomi coincidence, or again, the anti-daf yomi coincidence, because we're as far away from the next kriyas megillah as you can ever possibly be. So whatever it is, but that's the reason why we don't do megillah on Shabbos either. What do you need to go to a baki to learn about a lulav? You pick up a lulav, midag benafak bay. So what's the chachma? What do you have to learn already by when you go to a baki? So Rashi says, lulmod na'anuo o berchasov. You need to learn either the na'anuim, or you need to learn how to say the bracha. So that's the concern. So the Rav Meir Arik in his Sefer Tel Torah just points out that if that's the case, then the chum should have asked eating a kezayis of matzah on Yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach, when Yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach is chal b'shabbos. Gezeirah shemi yelichetz al baki. If learning the birchas hamitzvah is something that you might need to go to a baki to learn, so you have to learn the birchas hamitzvah of alachilas matzah as well. So why aren't we gozer shem yavirenu arba amos birchas harabim, that you're going to come to carry it on Shabbos, and we should say that you should not do matzah on the first day of Pesach if it falls on Shabbos? So he says no. When it comes to lulav, Rashi says gzeir shem yelech lulmod na anuo o birchaso. It's not two totally independent things. What he's trying to say is that the bracha needs to be over la'as yasan, and you need to take the lulav in a way where you're not invited. It's not just to learn how to say the bracha. That way you have to know how to say the bracha. You could learn how to say the bracha without going to a baki, lulmod how to say the bracha. What it means is that there's a complication with the bracha of lulav. With the bracha of lulav, you need to do it over la'as yasan. We have a whole Torah about how to do it over in a way that's over la'as yasan. If after all, midag be'nafak be, from the second you pick it up, you're ready yotzei the mitzvah. You have to learn how to take it upside down, otherwise you're yotzei right away. So, or you want to be minaneh the lulav, so you don't. If you want to be minaneh the lulav, you don't have to turn it upside down, because then you have the gemar mitzvah of the na'nuim, and the bracha is going to be over last year. So anyway, So it's nanua o berchaso, the nanuim as it relates to the bracha, and the doing the bracha properly. So these things are known by everybody, so that you don't have to go to a baki to learn. But by matzah, there's no problem. You just pick up the matzah in your hand. You know, you haven't been mekayim anything yet. The mitzvah is ba'achila. The mitzvah is not in being magbia the matzah. The kasha that the Rishonim deal with, that Achronim discuss also, but Rishonim really deal with, is the kasha of Tosus and Megillah on Daf Dalet and Beis. Tosus, when the Gemara over there talks about carrying the Megillah, that we don't read Megillah on Shabbos because of Shem Yavirenu, Tosus says, why are we allowed to be mal a baby on Shabbos? Why are we allowed to do Mila on Shabbos? Why aren't we gozer Shemi Yavir the baby or the Izemel, the kalim that you need for the Mila, Dalet Amos Bereshis HaRabim, and we should say that you shouldn't be allowed to do Mila on Shabbos. So there are five or six different answers the Rishonim give. Tosus on the spot says that Mitzvah's Mila is more chamer because Nichrus Oyele Yud Gimel Brisos, and therefore we're not so eager to be gozer to be Mevatel the Mitzvah of Mila, which is an astonishing statement that it's because of the power of the mitzvah that we're not willing to risk the iser of being mavid dalet amos bereshis rabim for smaller mitzvahs like lulav and megillah. Even though megillah is a presume nisa mitzvah and we're mevatel everything from mikra megillah, we spend all our money from mikra megillah, but still it's a smaller mitzvah as opposed to a mitzvah like mila, which is nichrus ula yud gimel brisos. We're willing to risk the chance that one might be mechal Shabbos for Mila because it's Nichrus Ola Yud Gimel Brisos. Furthermore, Tos says, a person, what's the concern by shofar, by lulav, and by Megillah? The concern is that you're going to Yelech Etzel Baki Lilmot. By Mila, chances are, if you're involved in Mila, you already are a Baki, hopefully. You don't need to go to a Baki Lilmot Mila. It's a little late if you need to go to a Baki to learn how to do Mila on Shabbos. We would hope that the person's a Baki beforehand, so it's not such a legitimate concern that a person is not going to know how to do a Mila and is going to go to a Baki. A Moel does Mila, someone who knows who already knows Mila, so he doesn't have to go to a Baki to learn. The Ran in Maseches Rosh Hashanah says that the Chum in the third answer, the Chum where goes to Shem Yavir only by Lulav Shofar Megillah, because when it comes to Lulav Shofar Megillah, everyone's involved in the mitzvah, so there's no one to remind anybody else, no, don't do that, because everyone is so Torah and so Asuk in the mitzvah. When it comes to Mila, so one guy has a baby and he has a baby to be Mal, but everyone else could remind him not to carry Dalet Amos Bereshis HaRabim. So since you have that built-in help from the community, from people around you to remind you, therefore it's not as much of a concern. The Me'iri in Maseches Megillah says that the Torah is beferish that you're allowed to do Mila on Shabbos, so the Chum are not going to aser that which it says in the Torah beferish, like the Taz writes in his commentary Shulchan famous comment of the Taz in a couple of different places where he says the Chum are not empowered to make a gzeira against that which is mefurish in the Torah, but shofar and lulav are not beferish to do them on Shabbos. It's just that since it's not beferish to do them on Shabbos, the Rabbanan are not going to hesitate to be gozer against doing shofar and lulav on Shabbos. The other kasha that some of the Achronim ask is that what's the concern that Shemi Yavirenu, you might come to carry a Dalet Amos in Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, and if you do, if you carry a Dalet Amos Rosh Hashanah in your attempt to do a mitzvah, to go to a Baki Lilmot, so what? Didn't Rabbi Yossi tell us that's called Toa B'Dvar Mitzvah, and therefore you're Pater, you're trying to do a mitzvah, and you got caught up in trying to do a mitzvah, so shouldn't you be Pater? That's called Toa B'Dvar Mitzvah. So what's the problem? So there are two approaches in the Achronim. Some of the Achronim take the approach, the Rishonim actually, the Smag takes the approach that the Chashash is that you're going to carry the Lulav after you're ready Mekayim the Mitzvah. Remember from the top of Mem Beis Amud Aleph, the Gemara had said that once you've Abaye had indicated that once you're Mekayim the mitzvah, we no longer have the p'tur of Toa B'Dvar Mitzvah. Toa B'Dvar Mitzvah is only if you have not yet been Mekayim the Mitzvah. So that's why the Gemara had asked, but Midag B'Nafak Be, you always have already been Mekayim the Mitzvah, and the Gemara gave two answers. But that's only, but the Yesod is still there, that once you've already been Mekayim the Mitzvah, there is no heter of Toa B'Dvar Mitzvah. So it could be that that's the concern, that Shemi Yavirenu, you might come to carry it for Amos and Rosh Hashanah after you've already been mekayim the mitzvah. But in a case where you're tov b'dvar mitzvah, in a chinami, there will be no chashash because you don't need any kapara if you're a tov b'dvar mitzvah. The other approach, the Aruch Liner points out, that who says just because you're tov b'dvar mitzvah, you don't need any kapara, and that we're happy to let you fall into a situation where you're going to be tov b'dvar mitzvah. No, tov b'dvar mitzvah means that it's somewhat of an ones, and therefore you're not gonna have an onesh because of it. But it doesn't mean that we're happy to let a person fall into a situation where he's going to accidentally carry Dalet Amos Purush Hashem and become a Tov B'Dvar Mitzvah. It could be that he still needs Kapara if he's Tov B'Dvar Mitzvah. So that's why we're still going to make the Gzeira Shem Yavirenu Dalet Amos Purush Hashem, even though in a chinami, if you're Mavir Dalet Amos Purush Hashem, maybe one does not get an onesh, maybe one does not get punished. Now, both Rashi and Tosov here raise a different kasha. They raise the question, why when the Gemara expresses this concern that you might come to violate Shabbos in carrying the lulav, or in carrying the shofar, and carrying the Megillah, why does it talk about being Mavir Dalet Amos Purush Hashem? Isn't there a much greater chance that the violation of carrying that you're going to do is take it from a Rosh Hashanah Yachid to a Rosh Hashanah Rabim? Because it starts off in your house, probably. So why are we only concerned Shema Yavirenu Dalet Amos Purush Hashanah Rabim? So Rashi over here says that Hu Adin D'Matzi L'Meim V'Yotzim Rosh Hashanah Rosh Hashanah El Shabarov Mekomos V'Nyanim Amrinon Yeshach Shalvaris Arba Amos V'En Loch Shalza Gonim Hayimunuch Bekarmelus Obekarpe V'Begina Dein Kanis Rotza Do Raisa. He says most of the time it doesn't start off in a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and therefore it's not in a, you're not going to have Hotza Do Raisa. You're only going to have the Mavir Dalet Amos V'Yesh Kan Isra Avar Rosh Hashanah. Or sometimes you have a situation where you pick it up in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, having in mind to take it and not to remove it, and then you change your mind and you remove it. That also is not a violation of Hotza'a Midaraisa. But once you're in the Rosh Hashanah Rabim and you're moving it for Amos, then it is a violation of Hotza'a Daraisa. Tosu says, Tamze lo yitachein, degabe avaranami, midchil natzal menash shalo lavir abra amos, al pisha virach rekin lo mechayiv, im lo amad lofush ben atayim. He says, Rashi's second idea, that if you pick it up, having in mind just to not carry it outside, just to stay inside with it, and then you change your mind, you're not going to be chayav for Hotza'a. So Tosu says, yeah, but you can say the same thing about being mavir dalet amos b'rishus rabim. If you pick it up in rishus rabim, not having in mind to move it dalet amos, and then you change your mind and you move it dalet amos, you're also not going to be chayav. So that doesn't really explain a chilek why the Gemara would specifically identify being mavir dalet amos b'rishus rabim and not identify being motzi b'rishus yachid. So Tos gives a different approach. Tos says Mirshus Yachle Mirshus Ram Islu Akera Veleka LeMigzar Av Mirshus Ram Zimnin Delava Daitei Umavir Arba Amos. The real difference between Hotza'a from Rishus Yachle Rishus Ram versus being Mavir Dalet Amos in Rishus Rabim is that a person is unlikely to accidentally take something from Rishus Yachle Rishus Ram, because as he's walking past the threshold of his house, the doorway of his house, he's going to realize, wait a second, I'm going outside now. There's a clear hecker as you step over the threshold from one Rosh Hashanah to another. But when you're carrying in Rosh Hashanah, there's nothing to remind you when you hit the Dalet Amos mark. It's all just a wide open space. It's a wide open Rosh Hashanah. So there's nothing there to remind you. And therefore, it's a more legitimate concern that one might come to carry Dalet Amos in a Rosh Hashanah. There are several other answers we shouldn't give also as to why the Gemara does not identify the concern of carrying from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. Until Rid says that if a person takes me beso from his own house outside into the city, it's still not an Issa Daraisa unless you live in a very large city. Unless there are Shishim Rebo people in the city, you don't have a Rosh Hashanah Rabim on a Daraisa level. Well, wait a second. Well, then how do you have Gzeira Shem Yavir Dalet Amos Rosh Hashanah Rabim? So he says that Enochinami, the cities that most people live in are not a Rosh Hashanah Rabim on a Daraisa level. And the, but, but never Nevertheless, he says, if you carry mibayis and mechutz inside the city, it's not an issa daraisa unless there's 600,000 people there. And if you carry from the city and outside, stam ayaros, so not mukafos choma, and therefore you still wouldn't be in violation of being mavir. Yes, I'm not sure why he says, I don't follow exactly why he says that we are concerned of yavirenu arba amos birushas rabim. Maybe just that they'll end up somewhere outside of the city, in a rishas rabim. The Mi'iri says that in a chinami, the Gemara meant to say that we're concerned you're going to carry from rishas yachat to rishas rabim. It just was mekatzer bilashono. So it really means, shami yotzienem rishas yachat to rishas rabim, viyavirenu arba amos birushas rabim, meaning, don't read so much into it from the fact that the Gemara gives one example and not a different example. It's all the same. So anyway, so back in the Gemara now. So now that we've identified the reason that we don't take lulav on Shabbos is because of the concern that you might come to carry dalan amos brishus ram. So the second line from the top asks the Gemara, ihach yom rishonami. Well, then we should not take lulav on day one when day one falls on Shabbos also. But the Mishnah says, in our Mishnah we say that we do take lulav on day one when day one falls on Shabbos. Answers the Gemara, rishon atakinu le rabban bebeso. Now day one we have nothing to worry about that you're going to carry it for amos and rishus ram, because we also learned in our Mishnah that the chacham were misakin, since people were bludgeoning each other to get their lulav in the Beis HaMikdash, the chacham were misakin to take lulav in your house. So if the whole mitzvah is done in the house, you don't have to worry that people are going to carry it for amos and rishus rabim. Says Gemara, yeah, but that was a later takana. Hatenach achar takana. Before that takana, the Mishnah already implied that lulav would be docha Shabbos on day one, but not on the other days, before they ever made that takana. Why the difference? Why on the other days do we assume that people are going to carry it for amos rishus rabim, but on day one there's no concern that people are going to carry it for amos rishus rabim? Ella rather, says Gemara, rishon di isei min haTorah b'gvulin lo gazer b'hu rabbanan. Day one, which is a mitzvah even outside of the mikdash, the rabbanan were not gozer to skip the mitzvah. Hanach telesu min haTorah b'gvulin gazer b'hu rabbanan. But days 2 through 7, which outside of the Beis HaMikdash is not a mitzvah min haTorah anyway, the rabbanan were gozer not to do even in the mikdash when it falls on Shabbos. So frak the Gemara, iachia in the nami. So if that's the Svara, then we should say the same thing. If we say nowadays also that on Yom Tov Rishon it should be Docha Shabbos, that we should take lulav even on Yom Tov Rishon when it falls on Shabbos. Answers Gemara, anan lo yadinan b'kivua diyarcha. We are not experts in the calendar, and therefore we don't know exactly when Yom Tov Rishon really is. So ask the Gemara, inu diadi b'kivua diyarcha lidchu. Great, we don't know, but in Eretz Yisrael they do know. So at least in Eretz Yisrael they should take lulav on Shabbos when the first day falls on Shabbos. Answers the Gemara, in Achinami, yeah, they do. In Eretz Yisrael, they would take lulav on the first day when the first day falls on Shabbos. So wait a second, really? They do? But they don't. It's not true. They don't take lulav when the first day falls on Shabbos. So Tosus points out that you have to read ahead a little bit. That in Maskanazu, he says inu diadi b'kavod yarche in achinami. Says Tosus in Maskanazu kaima the kamar maskin and kivin the lidon lo dachi l'detunami lo dachi. At the very end of the daf, really the beginning of tomorrow's daf, we're going to come to the maskana that since for us it's not docha Shabbos, for them it's not docha Shabbos either. And the fact that we have a mission that says they would bring their lovin to shul on the erev Shabbos is not talking about bizman hazeh. It means bizman shabbos mikshayukayim. They would take their lulavim to shul on erev Shabbos. But this maskana is not going to last. It sounds like it lasts because it takes a daf till we dispel this notion. But the gemara ultimately is going to come to a different conclusion. But let's see how it says it in the gemara here. The tanan chada. It says in one Mishnah, B'yom Tov Rishon Shechalios B'Shabbos Kol HaMalichanos Lulavein L'Har HaBayis. Our Mishnah says that when the first day of Yom Tov falls on Shabbos, everyone would bring their lulav to Har HaBayis on the previous day. And we have another Mishnah that says L'Beis HaKnesses, that they'll bring it to the Beis HaKnesses. So you see, Shema Minah Kaim B'Zman Shebeis HaMikdash Kaim Kaim B'Zman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kaim Shema Minah. Apparently, what's the difference? Why does one Mishnah say to bring it to Har HaBayis, the other to the Beis HaKnesses? Apparently, they would bring it to the Har HaBayis when the Beis HaMikdash was around. Now that the Beis HaMikdash is not around, they would bring it to the Beis HaKnesses, but it's still assuming that lulav is docha Shabbos on Yom Rishon. So that's why the Gemara sounds like it's coming to the maskana over here, that at least in Eretz Yisrael, they would take lulav on Shabbos when the first day falls on Shabbos. But Tosfos points out again that that is not going to be the ultimate maskana of the Gemara. The ultimate maskana of the Gemara is that they do not take it even in Eretz Yisrael when the first day falls on Shabbos. Tosfos here raises another question, very important question. Vim Tomar, Maishna Mishofar, Detan Perigdal de Roshoni, Yom Tov Shal Rosh Hashanah Shchalios B'Shabbos, B'Migdash Hayutokin Avalo B'Medina, that in Shofar, when it comes to shofar, they would be tokei a shofar on Shabbos in the Mikdash. So he says, "V'yeshlomer the shiny lulav sheinu el tiltul bi'alma v'ekivin the shtari b'Mikdash." I'm sorry, why is it by shofar they would not do it b'Medina? They would only do it b'Mikdash and not b'Medina. Whereas by lulav, even b'Medina, they would do it on Shabbos. So he says, lulav is not as much of a concern as shofar is, because all lulav is, the whole violation is tiltul bi'alma. So since it's going to be mutter in the Mikdash, they weren't machmir b'Medina. But kia shofar, there's a maisa chachma va'achmer batfei, meaning enochinami, the actual carrying of the items, dalaramas and shusam, is the same as the daraisa by shofar as it is by lulav. But the additional concern, in addition to carrying, that by lulav in general, it's muktza, you're moving around branches, that is a lesser concern by lulav than it is by shofar. Shofar requires a chachma of blowing the shofar, which is a higher level isser d'rabanan than just the isser d'rabanan of tiltul muktza. And therefore we're going to be a little more machmir with shofar than will be with lulav. So that was at least before the Churban HaBayis. Before the Churban HaBayis, we were more machmir with shofar. We wouldn't allow it be Medina on Shabbos than we were belulav. Tosfos just points out that things seem to have switched around after the Churban HaBayis, and after the Churban HaBayis, it seemed we were more machmir with lulav than we are with shofar, because Tosfos points out miukasha de la acher churban he kilu b'shofar tfei mi belulav. After the Churban HaBayis, we're more makel with shofar than we are with lulav. How so? The tran brashana mishchar bis migdash hiskan Rabbi Yochanan zaki shu token b'kol makom sheish b'beizdin the lulav lo shori klal kiti maskinu lekaman. After the Churban HaBayis, we don't take lulav on Shabbos at all. Shofar they would still blow on Shabbos in a place where there was a beizdin. That was one of the takanos of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai at the time of the Churban, that they would still blow shofar on Shabbos in a place where there was a beizdin. So why is it that by shofar they were makil to blow on Shabbos after the Churban, but lulav were not makil at all? So Tosfos says a couple of suggestions. First of all, he says Yishlomar, the shofar shulalu sechronim shel Yisrael aviyam shvashmayim lo ratzu levatel legamri. Shofar was too important to be mevatel. We're begging for our lives on Rosh Hashanah, and shofar is maladi zikaron of Klal Yisrael Takarosh Baruch Hu. At the most important time, we can't get rid of shofar. So once they were misakin to blow shofar at least in one place where there's a bezdin, they were misakin that you're allowed to blow it anywhere there is a bezdin. Va'od, the second possibility is to bedinu d'lul v'yedocha b'gavulim yosem yishofar to brashana d'lo yadiyah kviyus ha'chodesh el b'yushlayim av liyom tov rishon d'lulav ha'yadua af b'gavulim, that yom tov rishon of lulav, everyone knew when yom tov rishon of lulav was. People didn't, even in gavulim, they knew when yom tov rishon really was when it comes to lulav, but by shofar they didn't know when yom tov rishon really was, because by shofar it's Rosh Chodesh when Rosh Hashanah falls out in Rosh Chodesh every single year, but when it comes to lulav, it's in the middle of the month. So really lulav should be docha b'gavulin more than shofar's docha b'gavulin. Let's go going back on the first kasha as opposed to the second one. Okay, so says Gemara Vaitina, the isim min haTorah b'gavulin minalan. How do I know that there actually is a din outside of the mikdash of taking lulav? Where do we see that there's a din of taking lulav outside of the mikdash? So the Tanya, the Brisa darshens the pasuk as follows: ulakachtem. Pasuk says ulakachtem lachem b'yom arishon. So we darshen each word in the pasuk. Ulakachtem shetei lekicha biyad kol echad ve'echad. Ulakachtem in the plural tells us that each and every member of Klal Yisrael has to take lulav. If it would have said ulakachta, it would mean the singular unit known as Klal Yisrael, which would be represented by the Beis Din Hagadol. But ulakachtem in plural tells me each and every member of Klal Yisrael needs to take lulav. Lachem, what do we learn from lachem? Mishalachem, that the lulav needs to belong to you. Lo tiyas hashol v'sagazul, cannot be a borrowed or stolen lulav. Bayom v'afilu b'Shabbos, we learn that it's taken even on Shabbos. Rishon, the word is harishon, but first we darshan rishon, then we darshan the hay. Rishon afilu b'gvulin. Rishon tells us that even outside of the mikdash. Harishon melamishenu docha liyom tov harishon bilvad. It teaches us that it's only docha yom tov harishon, that we're only docha Shabbos on yom tov harishon, but not on any of the other days of Yom Tov. So the hey is limiting. The hey tells me only Yom Tov Rishon. Tosfos points out that sometimes in Shas the extra hey is limiting and sometimes it's expanding. Sometimes over here we darshan hey as a miut to tell me Rishon Luchudei, but not any other day. We have a similar drasha in Maseches Chul and Daf Sadi Aleph. Hayarech we darshan hamiyumenes shabiyarech as opposed to the left side when we talk about the Gira Nasha. And it says hayarech that it has to be only the right side and not the left side. Ha'ola in Pesachim Daf Nun Ches in the beginning of Perek Tam in Nishchat. It says ha'ola. What does that mean? Ha'ola harishona means the first ola of the day. The covering tamid shel shachar because the hay again is limiting. But sometimes the hay is more expansive. The hay comes l'rabos, like we have where the Gemara said that Tosefes Inoy on Yom Kippurim we learn from ha'ezrach to include women. Ezrach is men. Ha'ezrach is l'rabos hasanashim, comes to include women. So sometimes it's expanding and it's not limiting. Okay, Amr Mar. B'yom v'afilu b'Shabbos. So we said b'yom even on Shabbos. So michti tiltul b'yamlu iser chral mishri tiltul. Well, what's the problem with taking lulav in the first place? The whole problem with taking lulav is an isra of muktzah. So you need a pasuk to tell me that you're allowed to violate muktzah in order to do the mitzvah of taking lulav. Anyway, muktzah is only d'rabbanan. Why would I need a pasuk to tell me that tiltul muktzah is okay? Of course, tiltul muktzah is okay on a daraisa level. The whole problem is only mid'rabbanan. So meravelo nitzrucha elul machshire lulav. The pasuk is telling me that lulav could be done on Shabbos, not in terms of the Yisra of Muktzah. In a chinami, the Yisra of Muktzah I don't need a pasuk for. It's coming to tell me that even the preparatory acts that may involve a melacha d'oraisa to prepare a lulav, even that may be done on Shabbos. V'aliba da'itan, and it's following the following opinion in Tanaim. D'itanya, we have a braisa. Lulav v'kol machshir of dochenes haShabbos divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer's shita is that machshirei lulav v'doche Shabbos. This is the shita of Rabbi Eliezer throughout Shas about machshirim being doche Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer, in most famously from the Perek of Masech Shabbos, named after him, called Rabbi Eliezer de Mila. Rabbi Eliezer's main shita in Perek Rabbi Eliezer de Mila is that machshirei mila are docha Shabbos. You can chop the wood to make the fire, to sterilize the knife, to do the mila, all on Shabbos. All the machshirim of mila are docha Shabbos, not just the mila itself. So he says machshirei lulav are also docha Shabbos, not just the mitzvah of lulav itself, but even the machshirim, even the preparatory work, is docha Shabbos. My time with Rabbi Eliezer. Where does Rabbi Eliezer get that idea? Amar Kra b'yom v'afilu b'Shabbos. The pasuk says b'yom, so we darshan that even on Shabbos. V'rabbanan ha b'yom mayavdilei. What are the rabbanan who hold that machshirei lulav cannot be docha Shabbos? What did they do with the word b'yom? Mi b'yilei b'yom v'lo b'layla. They use it to teach me, and this is going to lead us into a whole new discussion that b'yom v'lo b'layla, that lulav the mitzvah of lulav is only during the daytime. It's not at nighttime. That's what they use the word bayom for. So how does Rabbi Eliezer learn that lulav is only during the daytime and not at nighttime? He learns it from a different phrase in the pasuk. The pasuk continues, "Usmachtam b'fnei Hashem Elokeichem shivas yamim." So he darshens yamim v'lo leilos. It's that word yamim that we learn to tell me that lulav is not taken at night. Lulav is only taken during the daytime. V'rabbanan, why don't the rabbanan learn from "Usmachtam b'fnei Hashem Elokeichem shivas yamim"? Ime hasam hava mina leilof yamim yamim isuka. From shivas yamim, I would not have known to exclude night, because the Torah uses the phrase shivas yamim when it describes the mitzvah of sukkah as well. And sukkah is done at night the same way it's done during the day. Meaning yom is one of those tricky words in the Hebrew language. Yom could mean a 24-hour period that includes the nighttime also, or it could mean day as opposed to night in the English language also. Day could mean a full calendar day, or it could mean daytime versus nighttime. So from Shiva's Yamim, I would have thought that it should be just like Sukkah. Malalon Yamim Vafilu Leilos Afkanami Yamim Vafilu Leilos. Just like by Sukkah, when it says Shiva's Yamim, it clearly means nighttime also. So here also by Lulav, I would have thought it meant nighttime also. That's why I need the word Yom to tell me Yom Velo Laila. But how do you know by Sukkah that it means nighttime also? The Sukkah Gufa Minalan. Who told us that by Sukkah we have to sit in Sukkah at nighttime also? The Tan Rabbanan, because the Braisa teaches as follows. Basukkah's Teshvu Shivas Yamim. Pasuk says we sit in Sukkah for 7 days, or we live in Sukkah for 7 days. Yamim va'afilu leilos. So we assume that means night times as well. How do you know? Maybe it means daytime and not nighttime. So v'dinu nemar kan yamim v'nemar belulav yamim. And after all, it says by sukkah yamim, and it says by lulav yamim. Malalan yam v'lo leilos, af kan yam v'lo leilos. Now we're flipping it around. We're saying, why don't we learn sukkah from lulav? That just like lulav is only during the daytime, maybe sukkah should also only be during the daytime. Or maybe you could go in the opposite direction and say as follows. It says yamim over here by sukkah, and it says by miluim, it says yamim. It says a pesach ol meid teshu yomam v'layla. So it says yamim over there also, but it's explicit in the pasuk by miluim that it's not only yom, but also layla as well. This counts as daf yomi coincidence. This was the very, very end of Parshas Tzav. We just learned this pasuk in the Torah. So mala halon yamim vafilu leilos, just like by the miluim, it's yamim vafilu leilos, afkan yamim vafilu leilos. So over here also it's yamim and afilu leilos by sukkah as well. So we're not sure. Should we learn the halacha of sukkah with the timing of the mitzvah of sukkah from lulav and say that sukkah is only a mitzvah during the daytime? Or should we learn it from miluim and say that it's knowing both daytime and nighttime? So it says we're near l'midome. What would you associate sukkah with more readily? Would you more readily associate sukkah with lulav, or would you more readily associate it with miluim? So the Gemara says, I would have said, well, obviously you would more readily associate it with lulav. Sukkah and lulav always go together. So it says more, not so pashut. Don in davrshem mitzvosu kol yom, mi davrshem mitzvosu kol yom, val yochiach davrshem mitzvosu shah achas. Should we say that sukkah and miluim are similar to each other in that they both apply all day long, whereas lulav is a moment in time. Mi da'ag bei nafak bei, you're already yotze yochiv once you pick it up for a single moment. O kol chol derutzu, or maybe you can go in the opposite direction and say, Don in davar shem mitzvos l'doros, mi davar shem mitzvos l'doros, val yochichu miluim, sheinu agis l'doros. Or we could have said that, no, maybe we should learn out something that applies for all generations, so something that applies for all generations, as opposed to miluim, which is not a mitzvah l'doros. It was a one-time event, it wasn't something that was knowing l'doros, and therefore maybe miluim should be on the outside, and we should learn sukkah from lulav, and therefore sukkah should only apply during the daytime. I don't know why the Gemara doesn't just say that sukkah and lulav are on the same days of the year. They apply for the same 7 days of the year. Miluim was different. Miluim is I don't know why that's not a factor over here. But apparently that's not a factor. So which is it? So Tamulomer, which one should we compare it to? That's what the pasuk says. Teshvu teshvu l'gzeru shava. We have a gzeru shava that links teshvu to teshvu. It says teshvu yom v'layla by the miluim, and teshvu by sukkahs, the sukkahs teshvu, so nemar kan teshvu, v'nemar b'miluim teshvu, malalan yamim v'afilu leilos, so just like by the miluim, it's day and night, as is explicit in the pasuk by miluim, afkan yamim v'afilu leilos, so too by sukkah, even though it's not explicit in the pasuk, we learn that sukkah applies both day and night. So at the end of the day, sukkah is clearly both day and night. Lulav is only by day and not by night. How do we know that lulav is only by day and not by night? So that was a machlokas, which word in the pasuk it's from. Is it from shivas yamim, yamim velo lelos, or is it from the word yom, as opposed to yom velo belayla? But the facts are not disputed, that sukkah is both day and night, and lulav is only during the daytime and not by night. Now Tosfos raises an interesting point over here. If we're going to make this gezeirah shava, teshvu teshvu, from sukkahs to miluim, we're gonna run into a problem. Meaning, if we say ein gzeira shava l'mechza, and therefore once the gzeira shava applies, you're gonna apply the gzeira shava completely across the board. We're gonna run into a little issue. Tosfos points out on the top, lo lagamri yalef miluim. We can't say that we learned sukkah from miluim entirely. Dasam iyesh lishon ba'azara. Because if that were the case, then we wouldn't have to sleep in sukkah. Because by miluim, they couldn't sleep in the azara. So it couldn't be yom b'layla constantly without any sleep. So they didn't, because they weren't allowed to sleep in the azara. Kamo b'chatzar shei b'makom azara. And the chatzar of the mishkan had the din of an azara. The gemiri ein yeshiva b'azara l'malchi beis david b'lvad v'ilukan asr lishon chutz l'sukkah. Because there is a halacha that the only people that are allowed to sit in the azara are the malchi beis david. So no one, the kohanim, were not allowed to sit in the azara. And by sukkah, we know the halacha is that we must sleep in the sukkah. So it's a difficulty. Tosos really asking kasha. He doesn't say it in question form. He just says, oh, it must not be that we learn the gzeirah shava entirely. Well, you can't just not learn the gzeirah shava entirely. So he's asking kasha, why don't we learn this gzeirah shava entirely? Meaning, what's going on over here? How does this gzeirah shava really work if ein yeshiva ba'azara el machlis based of bilvad? The Pnei Yeshua raises the question, how is Tosk going to explain the pasuk Pesach Olmai Teshvu Yomam V'Layla if Yeshiva Ba'azara is Aser? It says Teshvu, so you're not allowed to be Yoshe Ba'azara. So that's not really a kasha. The Aruch Lenar points out that Pasukos Teshvu doesn't mean sitting in Sukkos either. Pasukos Teshvu means to dwell, to live. So Teshvu Yomam V'Layla doesn't mean that they sat there, it means that they lived there. There's a question whether there's ever an exception to that rule of Ein Yeshiva Ba'azara Malchus Be'etav Bulvad. The Rishonim already talk about when it comes to eating kachim, the halach is kachim can only be eaten in the azara, by zichrei kohuna in the azara, but it has to be eaten b'derech sheres, it has to be eaten in a way of royalty, in a very dignified way. So is that a dignified way to stand and eat? That was very, considered to be very undignified. So maybe that was permissible as part of the avoda. It was permissible. It's time you're not allowed to sit down because you're tired in the azara. But maybe there was a heter to sit in the azara at other times when that's part of the mitzvah, when that's part of the avoda. So maybe with the miluim that was part of the original mitzvah. Yeah. The what?
Domino
v'uki ba'asra, and say what?
So that you learn from miluim, you can only apply those which you can actually apply within the context. So you'd be excluded from the word.
I'm not sure how that applies. I'm not sure. Don't know. Okay, so that's all about the mitzvah of lulav. Now the Gemara shifts its attention to the mitzvah of arava. So arava shiva ketzad. So the Mishnah had said that sometimes arava is done for 6 days, sometimes for 7 days. It depends when Shabbos falls out. If Shabbos falls out on the seventh day, then arava is docha Shabbos. Then we do arava, the mitzvah of arava, even on Shabbos. And if Shabbos falls out on any of the other days of Sukkot, then we only do arava on 6 days, but not on Shabbos. So arava b'shvi, my time of docha Shabbos. Why is it that we allow the mitzvah of arava to be docha Shabbos when it falls out on the seventh day? Some Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, because a lot of people don't even know that there exists a mitzvah called arava, so we want to publicize that there's such a mitzvah min haTorah called arava, so we allow it to even be docha Shabbos. Well, then we should let lulav also be docha Shabbos whenever it falls out, to be mefarsim that lulav b'mikdash is called shiva min haTorah. So whenever Shabbos falls out during Sukkot, we should allow lulav to be docha Shabbos, to be mefarsim that's min haTorah. So lulav gzeirah mishum derabba. No, but we can't do that with lulav because we're afraid shem yavrianu dal rams b'shusam, like we pointed out before. Iachi arava nami nigzar. Yeah, but if you're worried about carrying it for amos and b'shusam by lulav, you should have the same concern by arava that you're going to carry it for amos and b'shusam. So answer Gemara, no, because arava is dealt with not by everybody. Arava shluche bezdin ma'isila lulav l'kol maser. Arava is dealt with only by the shluche bezdin. We assume they're going to be a little more careful and they're not going to forget and carry a dal. Whereas lulav is everybody, so there's more of a concern that somebody's going to carry it for amos and rosh hashanah. So frankly, mar iachi kol yom enami lidchi. So then, if that's the case, then we should always allow a rava to be docha Shabbos. If it's only dealt with by special people, by shluchei beisdin, who we have no concern are going to carry it dal amos and rosh hashanah anyway, so let a rava be docha Shabbos whenever Shabbos falls out throughout the yantav of Sukkot. Says Gemara, asi lepikpuke belulav. You're right. We should have allowed a rava to be docha Shabbos all 7 days. Problem is that if we allow our Rava to be Docha Shabbos whenever Shabbos falls, and we only allow Lulav to be Docha Shabbos when Shabbos falls on the first day, people are going to think our Rava is a more important mitzvah than Lulav, and people are going to start disrespecting the mitzvah of Lulav. So in order not to elevate the mitzvah of Arava over the mitzvah of Lulav, they had to equate them and allow them both to only be Docha Shabbos once throughout the 7 days. V'lidchi b'yom tov rishon. So okay, good, so Arava has to be Docha Shabbos once. Why day 7? Why not on day 1? Answer the Gemara, l'mucha milsa. Because then people aren't going to realize that the reason it's being Docha Shabbos is because of the mitzvah of Arava. Amri lulav hu dekadachi. People are going to think that the reason you're allowed to handle the Arava Shavuos on day one is because of Lulav, not because of the mitzvah of Aravah. Because keep in mind, we have Aravos in the Lulav as well. So people are going to think that you're only allowed to handle because of the mitzvah of Lulav. They're not going to even realize that there's a mitzvah of Aravah. The whole point is to make a statement about the mitzvah of Aravah, that people should know that there's such a mitzvah. So v'litchi b'chad me'anach. So if you need to pick one day that Aravah is going to be Docha Shabbos, why day 7? Pick day 2, day 3, day 4, day 5, day 6. Why day 7? We know it's not going to be day 1 because then people will get confused about which mitzvah is really being Docha Shabbos. Fine, but why do you jump all the way to day 7? And so Gemara, kiven to kamafkes lo merishon ukma shvi'i. Since it's not day 1, so mele, we move it to day 7. We like to have either the first or the last, so it's a very clearly defined day. It's much easier to remember that way. If you just say a random day in the middle, people are not going to easily remember which day it was. But the bottom line is, the Gemara is very clear, that there's nothing special about the seventh day and the mitzvah of Arava. The mitzvah of Arava is equal from days 1 through 7. It's all the same. It's just we had to pick a day, so we picked day 7. So we picked a day that's easy to remember. So why is it that Bizman Azeh, that we don't say Arav is Docha Shabbos when day 7 falls on Shabbos? And so Gemara, Anan lo yadinu b'kivu diyarcha, because we're not experts in the calendar. I inu diyadu b'kivu diyarcha litchi, but in Eretz Yisrael, where they are experts in the calendar, let a Rav be Docha Shabbos on Yom Shvi'i. So Kiyasa Barhedya Amar Lo Ikla. When Barhedya came, he said, yeah, Eino Chinami, it would be Docha Shabbos on Yom Shvi'i, but it never happens. We never allow a Rav, Shvi'i Shal Arava, to fall on Shabbos. The calendar just simply does not work out that way to allow that they would always be Ma'aber Elul. They would add an extra day to Elul if they would see that the calendar was going to work out that way. So we don't allow it to fall on Shabbos, which is interesting. Tosfos points out, sounds like we're more worried about our Rava than we are about Tkiyah Shofar and Lulav. And even now we work out that a Rava doesn't fall on Shabbos, and Shofar and Lulav were not Choshesh, even though Yom Rishon is Da'oraisa. And so Tosfos is bothered. Ayom HaRava, who Zechel and Mikdash B'Alma, were Choshesh, and Lulav and Shofar, which are Da'oraisa, we're not going to be Choshesh, and we're going to allow it to fall on Shabbos. So it says, yeah, Ein Achinami. That which it says explicit in the Pasuk, we're not worried that people are going to disrespect those mitzvos. But our Rava, which is only Drabanan, we're afraid that people are going to... We're afraid people are going to disrespect the mitzvah of our Rava. So Vaitu in the Gemara now, Kiyasa Ravin v'kol nechusi amri ikra v'lo dachi. When Ravin came, he said, no, the Yom HaRava, Shvi Shal Rava can fall on Shabbos, and it would not be Docha Shabbos. Velakasha, so why not? Why isn't it Docha Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael, at least where the Yadinim b'kivu adiyarcha? Am Rav Yosef, man leimulan da Rav b'netila, Dilma b'zikifa. Who says that the mitzvah of Arava is with the Netilas Arava? Maybe the mitzvah of Arava is just to put the Arava along the side of the Mizbeach, and therefore, nowadays there's no Mizbeach, so there's nowhere to put it. And that's the whole reason Arava is not Docha Shabbos Bizman Hazeh. It's nothing to do with Kivua Diyarcha or anything. We just don't have a Mizbeach, so we don't have the ability to do the mitzvah of Arava. That's why the mitzvah doesn't apply anymore. So now the Gemara is going to try to bring proofs. Is the mitzvah of Arava b'Netila, or is it b'Zikifa? Eisvei Abaye Lulav Arava Shisha V'Shiva, it says in the Mishnah, the lulav and arava are 6 or 7 days. My love, kilulav. Aren't we associating the mitzvah of arava with the mitzvah of lulav? In that, malulav binatila, afarava binatila. Just like lulav is done by picking it up, arava is done by picking it up. And so Gemara, no, midiria. How could he say? How could he say? Lulav and arava are independent of each other. They have nothing to do with each other. Lulav is binatila, and arava might be bizakifa. So a second challenge. Esvei abaye. B'chol yom makifnas mizbeach pamachas. Also yom sheva pamim. Every other day they would walk around the mizbeach one time, and on Hoshana Rabbah, 7 times. My love, Ba'arava, doesn't mean they would walk around the Mizbeach carrying the Arava. Says more low, Belulav, not carrying the Arava, carrying the Lulav. I have Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baravua, Ba'arava, but didn't Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baravua say it's with the Arava? I'm like, who Amar Lach Ba'arava, and I mean a Belulav. Yeah, he said it was with Arava. I'm telling you it was with the Lulav. It was not with the Arava. The Arava is not Benetila. Itma Rav Lozan Amar Belulav, Rav Shmuel Bar Nasan Amar Rav Chanina Ba'arava, V'chein Rav Nachman Amar Rav Baravua Ba'arava. You have a Machlokas Amarayim when they would walk around the Mizbeach. Would they do it carrying a lulav or carrying the Arava? Amalei Rav Lerav Yitzchak Brei D'Rav Bar Barchana Bar Urya. Son of a lion, let me come and tell you something great that your father said. Your father said that they would carry the lulav. lulav around the mizbeach. So again, we don't have a clear raya whether that it's necessarily benetila that they would carry the arava. Maybe the arava was only a mitzvah bezakiva. So now a third raya, third and final raya, esvei lulav dochas shabbos b'tchilaso va'arava b'sofo. Lulav is dochas shabbos on the first day of yontif, arava on the last day of yontif. Pamach haschal shvi shal arava lios b'shabbos. One time the shvi shal arava fell out on Shabbos. Ve'evir marbio shal arava me'erav shabbos, and they brought aravos from erav shabbos. Ve'inichum ba'azara, and they put them in the azara. Ve'ikiru ben baitusin. The baitusin realized what they had done, and the baitusin didn't like the mitzvah of arava because they didn't like in general whatever wasn't explicit. Ve'natlam mekavshum tachas avanim. So they took them and they hid them underneath the rocks, hoping that the chachamim would now be stuck because the rocks are muktzah, so the chachamim are not going to be able to remove the rocks to get their aravos out. The Amayaritz came the next day, they saw the aravos under the rocks. The Amayaritz didn't know about muktzah, so they moved the rocks out of the way and they took the aravos out. The Amayaritz were on the side of the chachamim, they just didn't know anything, so they removed the rocks to get the aravos out. And the Kohanim came and they were zokev them, they stood them up on the side of the Mizbeach. Lefishein baitusim modim shechibud arava doch Shabbos, because the baitusim do not believe that chibud arava should be done on Shabbos. But alma benetila hi. So you see that it's benetila. Wait a second, it says that they were zokev by the Mizbeach. How do you see that it was benetila? So from the fact that it says chibut arava, it says that they're not modim a chibut arava, so you see that they would take them biyad to do a chibut arava. So tiyufta, so that's the tiyufta, that's the bottom line. That we have a proof that it's dafka benetila and not just a mitzvah bezekifa. Okay, so we'll pick up from the Gemara's follow-up question to that, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow.